Blog Talk Radio.
Say, come let us worship. Come let us worship Jesus our Lord. For he is worthy. He's worthy of all the honor. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the praise. Lord, we just thank you right now. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, Father. We glorify your name, Father. For this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for the ability to just praise your name and to worship your name and to come before you, Father, with hands lifted up, with our mouth full of praise, God, enter into your gates and your courts, God, with thanksgiving and with praise, saying hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, somebody didn't wake up this morning, but you did. So let's say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody wasn't clothed and dressed in their right mind, but you are. So that's enough to say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody didn't have hot and cold, clean running water. But you do, so you can just tell God, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lights on, electricity. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I got my joints on, God. I got my joints in place, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I got 2 feet, and I can wiggle my toes, and I can wiggle my fingers, God. And hallelujah, hallelujah, I can jump for joy. I can just praise you. My vocal cords are strong enough for me to just say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Your word said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. And I can see if David and them can praise the Lord, if Paul and Silas can praise you in prison, God. When I got good things going on in my life, God, and I'm being silent, Father, I just say, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For he is worthy, 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 he is worthy. Lord, you're great and you're greatly to be praised. Lord, you're great and you're greatly to be praised. Lord, you're great and you're greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just begin to praise him. I don't care where you are, what you're going through. Begin to praise him, praise him, praise him. It's not that week my son was sick. We thank God that's not the case right now today. We thank God that's not the case right now today. My wife just was on a call, live with a young man that I used to do business with. And he just said he was caught with the COVID-19 with coronavirus and he said he flatlined twice. He just was released. When was he just released? He was just released yesterday. Said he'd been out since March 19th in the hospital. Flatlined twice, had him on a ventilator. He got to learn how to walk all over again. But that, listen, in a coma and everything. But glory to God, that God brought him out the coma. Hallelujah. God brought him out of the coma. God got him where he's out the ventilator. God got him where he breathing. He was able. He was talking. He gave this testimony of his own. Tell me how where he was at. And that's the awesome grace of God. I'm talking about glory to God. We got something to praise God. What a mighty God we serve. And this kid ain't always been serving God, but he guess what? He had some worship music in the background, and he's just thanking God because he gave him another chance. I thank you, Lord, for giving me another chance. So I'm going to say, thank you, Lord, for being there for me. Thank you, Lord, for being there for me. Thank you, Lord, for being there for me. Yeah, but it's all right, so, you know what I mean? So come on, man, you got to thank him. Thank him, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, I wasn't in a coma. Thank you, Lord, that I hadn't been diagnosed with coronavirus. Thank you, Lord, that they didn't put the ventilators on me, God. And the kid, we had the ventilators on, and he was hallucinating and all these different things. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. My blood level is normal. My blood sugar is normal. Thank you, Lord. Like I said, I'm in my right mind. Thank you, Lord, that my immune system is strong. Hallelujah. You got a lot to be thanking God for. Thank you, God, for waking me up with fresh blood running on through my veins, with the activity of my limbs, that with the ability to just praise you. I can praise you. Father, I just thank you. I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The song I say, thank you, Lord, and I just want to thank you, Lord. Then they begin to tell him why. He said, because you've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. How many agree that God just been so good? You've been so good. Then they went from being so good and said, you made a way. Out of no way, God, you made a way. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for making a way, God. Then he got personal and said, "You've been my friend. You've been my friend. And I just want to thank you, Lord." Hallelujah. How many just want to say, "Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord, for being my friend. I want to thank you, Lord, for being so good. I want to thank you for making a way. I want to thank you, Lord, for just being my father, where I can say, Abba, Father, I belong to you. I thank you for the spirit of adoption. Father, I thank you." Hallelujah. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your grace, God. Thank you for your mercy, God. Someone said, "What would I be if Jesus didn't love me?" And he said, "What would I be if he didn't care? What would I be if he didn't sacrifice his life for me?" Oh, but I'm glad. So glad he did. I want you to just be glad he did. Hallelujah. Tonight I want you to be glad he did. Hallelujah. This place of worship, that's where you need to be. How I love this place with you. Lord, how I love this place with you. This place of worship. This place of worship. This place where I can show you and I can describe to you that you are the most important thing in my life, that you are the priority, and that you are, hallelujah, above all else. Above our mama, above our brother, sister, above all the spouse, husband, wife, above all the children, above all the jobs and the house, the cars and the ego, above all else. That's who you are. This place of worship. Find you a position and get in there and begin to just worship God, your Lord and Savior. Begin to just worship him. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Worship him. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Tell him how much you love him tonight. Oh, Lord, I just love you. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Oh, Lord, I praise you. Oh, Lord, I worship you. Hug yourself and just feel his arms around you. Hug yourself and just feel his arms around you. Feel the love and embrace of God. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. See, right now, you don't need nobody to push you. You don't need nobody to poke you or prod you. All you need to do is get to you. What, you know, you and your daddy, understand that what he done for you and begin to show that you're so grateful. Lord, I'm grateful. I'm truly grateful, God. I'm truly grateful that you didn't allow me to die in my sleep last night, Father. I'm truly grateful, God, that you didn't allow my home to be vandalized or invaded, God. I'm truly grateful, God, that you didn't let my cars break down or me being in a car accident or anything like that, my wife being in an accident or my children, God. I'm truly grateful, God. Hallelujah, God. But I didn't get any bad news about my mother or my siblings, God. I'm truly grateful, God, that your blood, your hedge of protection is around me, God. I'm truly grateful, God, for the warrior angels and the flaming swords that protect us and cover us. God, I'm truly grateful, hallelujah, for your love, that I had a debt that I could not pay, but that you paid the debt. You paid a debt that you did not owe. Oh, and I'm grateful. Oh, I'm grateful, God. I'm grateful. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallleluia. Next, what you're going to be hearing is Evangelist Nick giving us some words of inspiration.
Let's continue to worship, 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 worship. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So much to worship him for. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know, and I read that, you know, when you pray, you're supposed to start your prayer off with praise. So, God, we just want to praise you on today, God, because you are worthy. Let's tell God how good he is, how awesome he is, so loving, so kind. Just love him, love him, love him, love him, love him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, he didn't have to do it, but he did. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Seems like we've been hearing bad news after bad news after bad news about this COVID, and my nephew just texted and said that his nephew's grandmother and grandfather, the grandfather was buried 2 days ago and the grandmother died today. And they sent her home last night saying she was okay and she died this morning. Lord, I just pray for that family. But God, I just thank you because you did not, nothing hit my immediate family, Lord God. I just thank you right now that you are blessing in a mighty, mighty way. We are on here tonight. We're able to praise God. We can talk. We can walk. We can dance. So you might need to get on the floor and just do a praise dance. Hallelujah. Just praise him and just be so grateful and just give him the glory and give him the praise for what he's done in your life. This is personal right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is personal right here just to thank him for what he's done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, this is personal. It's me and you right now. I'm doing a personal thing, and if you would take my advice, you would take this time to do a personal right now. Hallelujah. 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 Take that microscope and put it down into your soul and see, hallelujah, and just see what it is, hallelujah, that God has done and what he's doing, hallelujah. And what are you doing for him? Glory to God. Are you giving him the time that's required? And hallelujah, are you spending time? What are you spending your time doing? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you on the TV, on your phone, on the internet? You're playing the game all day. What are you doing? And then are you reading one scripture saying, oh, I spent time with God? What are you doing? How much time are you spending with our God, our Savior, the one who gave his life for us? What are you doing? And how are you doing it? My God, my God, my God, stepping on my own toes right now. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. And I try to spend my mornings with him and see what I said, I try. Shouldn't have to try to do anything. I should just automatically do it because this is what he is so worthy of. My God, my God. And he's worthy of way more than what we give him. And guess what? He still loves us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give our spouse all this time, children all this time. We get our friends all this time. We get gossip all this time. We get Facebook way more time. Hallelujah. Instagram. Oh, hallelujah. Devilgram. We give it all this time, and then we'll pick up our word and read the 23rd Psalm, or maybe we'll read Psalms 91 and just think we really did something. Come on, people. But then guess what? He'll wake us up the next day and give us another day, another chance, and we do it all over again. So God is saying, you know what? I'm still waiting on you. I'm still waiting on you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Still waiting on you. I'm right here waiting on you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God tonight that he didn't give up on me. Hallelujah. And I'm like I said, this is all talking to Maria tonight because I know that I can give him way more time than I give him. But then I say I want to go to heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's some things I have to change in me because some things I know God is not pleased. God is not pleased, and I really say that I live to please God, and I want to please God, but I have to change. I have to change, and I know I have to change. So when you know that you need to do something and you don't do it, then you're being disobedient. And they say obedience is better than sacrifice. So, Lord, forgive me for being disobedient, for everything that I've done that was not worthy in your sight, Lord God, for everything that I did that was not pleasing in your sight, for every time I sat and did something longer than I spent time with you, Lord God, forgive me. Hallelujah. Anytime I put people before you, forgive me, Lord God. Anytime I made anything an idol, please, good Lord God, forgive me. Hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, because I just want to please you. Give me you, Lord. Give me you, Lord. Give me you, more and more of you, Lord God. Save me even the more, Lord God. Fill me up. Hallelujah. Fill my cup, Lord, and let it overflow. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let my cup overflow. Hallelujah. Let my cup overflow and let it just run over. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I thank you. And I just worship you, Lord God. You're just worthy, worthy, worthy of the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for me. I thank you, Lord God, because you're still working on my behalf, God. You're still working miracles. And you're still doing things on my behalf, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for prayers being answered, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For you doing things, Lord God, that I just know. Hallelujah. Only you, God. But God. But I know that there's no situation. I know there's no issue. I know there's nothing too God, too big for my God. So, God, I thank you for nothing being too big for you. Hallelujah. God, I'm crazy enough to believe that God can do anything. I know he can do anything. I'm a walking, talking testimony to tell you that God can do anything. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I could use a whole night just to just, we could just worship on this night. Hallelujah. Just worship, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, it's nothing. Nothing like serving God. Nothing like worshiping God. Hallelujah. And it's something when you call the name of Jesus, something happens. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, because when I can call, when I call on your name, and I might not be able to call on my mother or my father, can't call on my husband or my children, but if I can call on Jesus, hallelujah, I know that something will happen. Thank you, Lord. That name is great, y'all. That name is great. Hallelujah. Something about the name Jesus is the greatest name I know. Hallelujah. 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 If you know what I know, just worship him. Just worship him. Throughout the day, just tell him you love him. Throughout the day, just call out his name. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Hallelujah. And just call on him. Just cry out to him. Oh, God, and just let them know that you're thinking about it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I love you. I give you the glory, honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Turning it back over to Pastor Flint.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Just thank God for just knowing that we can do so much more. I just want to give God the honor tonight, for that's who it all belongs to. So all the glory belongs to you. All the honor belongs to you, oh God. As we decrease tonight, Father, and your Holy Spirit increase, have your way, God. Father, that'll be all of you and none of me. That'll be all of you and none of us, Father. Oh, we thank you for the increase of the Holy Spirit, taking complete control of the service, Father. Father, we thank you, God. We just lift up hands and magnify your name, and we worship you. We just worship you. We just honor you. You're so great, and you're so greatly to be praised. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We worship your holy name. We worship your holy name, your holy, magnificent, and wonderful name. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Father, now, let's move into this service. I just want to talk about you, God. I want to talk about how awesome you are. How magnificent you are. How wonderful you are.
how powerful, how mighty you are. How big you are. CNN, Fox News, Fauci, Gates, Stephen Gunn, they all talk about how big Corona is, or how big HIV is, or how big leukemia is, or how big the economy crashing is. Tonight, God, I want to serve notice on how big you are. We always want to talk about our problems. We come to God, our problem. Lord, you know I got to deal with this and I got to deal with that. But I'm trying to tell my problem. Finances, my God is finances. Health, my daddy is health. Self, you're made in his image. It's time we got to tell our problems how big our God is. He told Moses, who should I say sent me? He said, tell him I am sent you. I am what? Am all that you need, when you need, how you need, how you shake it up, flip it, whatever, press it down, run it over, I am. Say you need water, I am water. I am living water. Need food, I am the bread. You need a way out, I am the door. Door closed, I'm the window. You need a breakthrough, I'm the break and the through. I'm the earthquake. I'm the thunderstorm. I'm the snow and the rainfall. I'm the fire. Say we baptize with water and fire and the Holy Spirit. I'm comfort. I'm love. I'm patient. I'm gentle. I'm kind. I'm long-suffering. I'm so big. I'm omnipresent. I'm everywhere at the same time. I'm not bound by time, nor am I bound by space. I'm the Elohim. I'm El Elyon, the one and true living God, the Most High God. I'm El Shaddai, the all-breasted one. I'm El Sikkenu, the God of righteousness. I'm teaching you how to be in right standing because I'm righteousness. I'm right standing. Remind your problems how big I am. No reason to get a magnifying glass. I'm already big. I don't need you to magnify me. But maybe I do because you guys have put me in a box and made me minuscule, make me feel like I'm just these small objects that you deal with every day, these real objects, these little fake objects that you worship and idolize and have made your own gods, like it's a golden calf or something. So you sing songs like, come, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. You don't have to magnify me. I am Hosanna. I am the rock. You don't have to bless the rock. I'm the rock. This will be the rock of my salvation. I'm your salvation. That's true. I'm your healer. I'm your deliverer. Only when you're obedient. For obedience is what I call right now. So you say you want to worship me, then obey me. You say you want to worship me, obey my word. Obey my teachings. Obey me. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Think on others the way you think on yourself. 2 Chronicles 20. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on the side, Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is Engedi. A great multitude. What is a great multitude that's coming against you? and say the corona. They say it's a pandemic. They say it's taking lives. They say that, you know, it got to where you looking like zombies. Where everybody got to wear a mask. Nobody can embrace each other. Nobody can come in contact. We got to 6 feet and socially distanced. And behind the virus, here go the virus. And behind that, here come fear. Behind that, here come death. But I read that the death and the grave had lost its sting and its victory. So what are you afraid of? When I am death and I swallowed it up, I swallowed the death and the grave and the victory. And I got the keys to life and life everlasting. And I give you the opportunity to receive this gift of salvation, receive this gift that gives you eternal life. What are you afraid of? It's okay to be afraid, but you don't opposite the spirit of fear. Here wasn't Joseph. Then there came someone that told Joseph, saying, there comes a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on the side. Syria, and behold, they be in his horizontal mouth, which is in Gedi. And Joseph had feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed the fast throughout all Judah. Call a solemn assembly. Proclaim a fast. How many of you fasting and praying and getting before you the Lord your God? Now, we're not talking about corona. We're talking about your life right now. Because see, guess what? People are leaving here every day. And I ask you this. If you were to die right now, what would your final destination be? Ask yourself that. See, God told me tonight, he gave me two things to talk about. One is about hell and hellfire. I remember before I got married, I preached for a whole year about hell. We don't talk about hell no more. We don't talk about sin no more. We don't talk about repenting no more. But hell is real. Sin is the way of death. And repenting is turning from it all to receive the salvation, to receive deliverance, to receive the gift of salvation. It's time to repent and reconnect ourselves to the source of life, to that source that brings life. I'm the vine, you are the branches. So connect to the vine. Not to the vine, to the vine, to the vine. D-I-V-I-N-E-T-A-T-V-I-N-E. The vine that is divine. Connect to the vine so that you may live. He said, "Very well, I wish that your soul prosper me in good health, that you would prosper me in good health, even as thy soul prosper." He said, "I want you to prosper. I want you to be in good health. So then you can sing, wake up and sing, great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy I see when you see it. Day after day." And you can say, brand new mercies. It's what he gives me every single day. Brand new mercies. Brand new mercies. He graced you with brand new mercy. It wasn't your alarm clock that got you up. It was God that got you up. But guess what? If you're in hell, you don't have another choice. You can't repent in hell. You can't receive salvation in hell. You can't say, "Lord, I'll go back and I'll preach it. I'll tell them it's too late in hell." And it's hell so bad that even in Revelation 20 chapter, they say hell going to hell. It said hell, the Satan, the fallen angels, the false prophet, all the beasts, all will be tossed into the lake of fire. So hell will go to hell. So then you know you can't repent then. It's over. And I'm going to listen to lies saying you go to purgatory and they're going to, your family can pay the tithes and pay your salvation. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Well, I don't think that God wouldn't create a place called hell because, you know, he wouldn't place a place of torment. It wasn't made for you. These are all that to give me I have kept. And you in his hands. But guess what? We've allowed ourselves to be maneuvered out of his protection by being charmed by what the world had to offer. Like I said, Demas has been charmed by the world's delight. We've been charmed by seducing spirits. We've been charmed by doctrines of devils. We've been charmed by our own flesh, tempted and walked away and allowed Satan to maneuver us and get us in a place where we're out of the realm of the protection of God because our disobedience and our spirit of rebellion has put us in a position to be in opposition to our Heavenly Father. He said, he that is a friend of the world has made enmity with God. And that means that you have become God's enemy. And I'm telling you, I don't want to be his enemy. My hands is too short to box with God, to fight with God. I know he's real. I know he's real. Hell is real, man. Hell is real. The body of hell is real. And that's several different places of in that in hell. Hell is just like a body. They got the belly of hell. They got the feet of hell. They got arms of hell. They got different sections where different levels of torment will take place. They got location for pastors, location for children, location for adulterers, location for fornicators, location for liars and cheaters and stealers, location for murderers and those. It's a special place for you in hell. But it's also a special place for you in heaven. Oh, I just say, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. It's a two life or two death. And then he told you to choose life. Joshua said, hey, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. What decision have you made? You in the valley of decisions. What decision have you made? And let's then go back to the scripture. I'm sorry. And Judah gathered themselves together in the fourth verse to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. What I want to see, I'm coming to seek your face, Lord. I don't want to go to hell. I don't know about nobody else, God, but I don't want to go to hell. I don't like it when it's hot here, so I know I ain't going to like hell. And then torment, and you said a worm never die. You said there'd be gritting the teeth and all these different things, God, and torment and torture and, oh, my God. We have hell enough here on earth. I don't want to deal with hell here and then go to hell. The joy of the Lord is my strength. All right, and they said, O Lord God, our Father. Hold on, I'm sorry. Fifth verse. And Joshua stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. And said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? What are you saying to God now? You know who he is? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might so that none is able to withstand thee? I told you earlier, man, what a mighty God we serve. You see how mighty he is? So I said, who wouldn't serve a God like this? I don't know, man. I don't know. Are not thou our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and gave us to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil come upon us, as a sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine. See, that what you're looking at right now. You're looking at famine. They're trying to say this is the last little bit of chicken and last little bit of meat. Got people going crazy, went crazy for the last 2 months buying toilet tissue, hand sanitizer, gloves, wearing a mask, preparing for the worst, because man said so. God said, who report do you believe? Pharaoh was worried about the famine. The people in Goshen weren't worried about the famine. Pharaoh was worried about the plagues. The people in Goshen didn't get affected by the plagues. So who are you? Are you a kingdom citizen, or are you a citizen of this world? And then that lets you know who you are and whose you are. If an evil come upon us as a sword, as judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. See, a lot of people got mad. They took, you know, we can't go to church, we can't congregate. The house, you the church? Know ye not that ye are the living temple of God? Know that your body is the living temple? So then guess what? It's, all we were was a whole bunch of church that came together to have some church. But not since you can't do it, then just get down, ask the church, ask the temple, and say, God, your name is written on this body. You told me that it's not I that live, but you that live in me. You said, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, said the Lord. So if your spirit encamps around me, encamps inside of me, God, this is your body, this is your temple, this is your church, your name is here. God, there's no hell that can come against you. You said the gates of hell won't prevail against it. God, no famine, no sword, no judgment, no pestilence, no plague. Because this is your body, God. You had to even turn your back on Christ for him to die. And he had went through, he endured so much torture. 8 verse. And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying that when evil come upon us, as a sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, then thou would hear and help. And now behold the children of Ammon, huh? Now COVID-19, now the pandemic, now plagues, and now the vaccines that lead to the mark of the beast, now chips and all these things are coming upon us. Behold, I say how they reward us to come to cast us out of our possession, thy possession, which you have given us to inherit. Verse 4 says, oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that come against us. And we can do about it, God, but you can. And all we can do is stand in our position and trust you. I'm going to sing something. I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea. Though billows sway from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me. Can you make that confession tonight? My heavenly Father watches over me. It said, oh, our God, would thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that come against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. 14 verse said, then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the son of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, listen, ye all Judah, and all you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and listen, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord unto you. And I'm telling you tonight, everyone under the sound of my voice, this is what the Lord is saying. When cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, leukemia, HIV/AIDS, the flu, the coronavirus, martial law, the government, the lack of, the plague, poverty, heartache, heartbreak, heartshake, disappointment, discouragement. When all these things come to your door, listen what he said. Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. 16 verse 8, tomorrow go you down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeriel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. I'm saying tonight, from here to 12 midnight, to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning, go and get in your closet, get in the presence of God, let him go before you, get him with praises, get him with worship, get him with intercessory prayer, whatever he tells you, do, say, hey, Lord, I decrease that you increase. Let your spirit, here go my spirit, God, use it however you see fit. Let it be all of you and none of me. If you need it in Africa, God, take it to the native of Africa. If you need it in China, in Wuhan, China, God, to intercept the plan of the enemy. If you need it in the White House, God, if you need it, God, wherever they're planning, God, demonic interest. If you need it in the Marine Kingdom, God, in the Marine Kingdom, God, underwater, God, if wherever you need my spirit to intercept the very plan of the enemy, where there's monitoring spirits, where there's witchcraft spirits, where there's satanic things going on, God, where there's human sacrifices, God, where there's all these different things that accidents being planned, Father, and God, whatever you need me to do to intercept the plan, somebody being molested, God, somebody being raped, God, somebody being kidnapped, God, somebody being murdered, God, whatever you do, here go my spirit, God, take it and use it however you see fit. If you need to guide the hands of the doctors, if you need to guide the equipment, God, for those that are going in, God, and being, you got a fever, now you got corona, God, to intercept the very plan of the enemy, God, even with the spirit to change the pharmacy, to change whatever is going in through the saline solution, going through the IV, God, or anything that's there to bring harm to your children, God, take it and use it for your glory. He said, you should not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand you still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Will be, O Judah, for in Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. He told you, Emmanuel, I mean, the Lord is with us. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. I told you, this is the season to worship him, worship you, Jesus Christ, our Lord, for he is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Worship him, ladies and gentlemen. Worship him, worship him, worship him. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God, O Israel, with a loud voice on high. My hands lift up, my mouth full of praise. I will worship Lord Jesus. I will worship you, O Lord. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah. And you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Amen. I believe in the Lord God tonight so you can be established, but believe in his prophet. I stand under a prophetic anointing, so shall you prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing, to praise the Lord, the Lord said, ambush them against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were coming against Judah, and they were smitten. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now, God. We praise you, God, that we stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We take our position. Our position is praise. Our position is worship. Our position is prayer. Our position is being prostrate and broken before you, God. We yield ourselves to you, Father. We come to a place of surrender in this place of worship. You are the King of Glory. We praise you, God, for your mercy and do us well. Something, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Father, we continue to decrease that you continue to increase, Father. We say, take our spirit, use it however you see fit. For your glory, God. For your glory. Glorify your servants. Glorify your children so that you may be glorified, Father. Give us the strength to stand after we've done all we can to stand, God. Give us the strength to stand even the more, God. What our feet planted, God. Stocks in you. We give you honor, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach, mighty name, we pray. And so it is. Hey, I need some volunteers tonight. Here's what we're going to do. Hey, send out singers. Send out praises. So here's the way we're going to beat this thing tonight. And we're going to see it, and you're going to get results, and you're going to know it. You're going to know it because somebody's going to call you. They're going to testify at this hour. I was going through so-and-so, And for some reason, I felt the power of God. I felt the energy of God. I felt something. I felt the virtue, just like the woman in blood, and when she took virtue from, I felt something just come through my body, and it shook me. Well, I got this news, and here's what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. I need about three or four individuals to just sing a song. God said that back in the days in the church, they just used to sing songs to him. They used to worship him. I need somebody just break through with some song. When you see one I can recognize, you just come with whatever song on your heart. That's all we're going to do. Now, we just going to praise him, and we're going to sing a song, and whatever's on your heart, you're going to lead us with it. And we press one, and I can recognize you. But, I'm going to just bust first. All right, if I got to start off, I'll start off with you. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. And it goes, we serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. And he'll say, there is peace, peace, wonder working peace in the blood of the Lamb. There is peace, peace, wonder working peace in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is joy, joy, wonder working joy in the blood of the Lamb. There is joy, joy, wonder working joy in the precious blood of the Lamb. All right, somebody need to jump in. Now, come on.
I get joy when I think about what he's done for me.
I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Joy, 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 what he's done for me.
Peace when I think about
what he's done for me.
I get peace when I think about
what he's done for me.
I get peace when I think about
what he's done for me. Peace, 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 what he's done for me.
Right on, doing great things for me, and if I had 10,000 hands, oh yes, I would use them just to lift him up, for he knows me better, so much better than anyone else. He takes better, so much better care of me than I can for myself. Ooh, he keeps doing great things for me. Oh, yes, he keeps right on doing great things for me. And if I had 10,000 tongues, oh yes, I would use them just to praise his name. For he knows me better, so much better than anyone else. He takes better, so much better care of me than I can for myself. Ooh, he keeps doing great things for me. Oh, yes, he keeps right on doing great things for me. Hallelujah. And, Pastor, I just have a prayer request that my brothers in intensive care, that they will be able to stabilize his heart enough that he can go home to be with his family, and that some way, somehow, they'll be able to do Zoom or something that the rest of his sisters and brother can, and family here can see him and give him our love. The doctors have taken him off of chemotherapy, not chemo, off of dialysis. And he's been off for a few days so they could raise his blood pressure up some. But they're not going to put him back on it. And without it, they say he could maybe last less than a week. So I ask you all to pray that his heart would be strong enough that he can go home to his family. It's his choice. If he wants to stay, I pray to God lets him live. But if he tells the Lord he's tired through all he's been through and he's ready to go home, there's nothing we can do to stop it. But I pray and ask you to pray that he'll be able to go home and we'll be able to see him. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Praise God, praise God. Father, we just thank you right now, Father. Father, we said that in the midst of these songs being sung, neither plague, nor death, pestilence, heartache, heartbreak, heartshake, the stars of this great multitude. The size of this great multitude, Father, that's coming against this family, Father. Come against my uncle, God. His blood pressure, God, strengthen it right now, Father. You said, command me the things concerning the works of my hands. Father, we command you to move right now with your angels, God. The medicinal angels, God. The angels of mercy. Angels of grace, God. Touch his body. God, and we're so foolish enough to believe it, God, and you said if we ask, God, two or more gathered together, God, we're asking, God, and we don't doubt, Father, we can have that which we ask for. We made our petitions being made known, God, and know that, Father, we say, hey, use our spirit. However you need our spirit to be used, even in this situation, God. Use it for your glory. Father, now, Father, even on top of that, God, on top of that, Father, and with something real, real, Jesus is real to me. You're so real, God. Oh, yes, Lord. It gives me the victory. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. And that is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Father, for George Arnold, God, be real to him right now, God. Be real to his family, God. Be real to his wife. Be real to his children, God. Be real to his siblings, God. Be real to his nieces and nephews, God. Aunts and uncles and cousins, God. Be real, Lord God. Show yourself strong and mighty. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. A lot don't know you, God. A lot of them don't. They know him, but they don't know him, God. Introduce them to him tonight, Father. The Abba Father. The one and only true living God. Oh, the God that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. Be real tonight. And in others, God, and in Sam, God, in her body, God, be real, God. In my mother body, and Pastor Warner, God, be real, God. Be Jehovah Rapha the healer and the forgiver of our iniquities, God. Heal, God. Touch the lover, set free. Infirmity, you have no place where the Holy Spirit and the Comforter is. Spirit of every infirm spirit. In size of this great multitude, we come against you now with the Spirit of the living God. I need to step aside, telling you to take your place, and that place is under the foot as we crush your head tonight. You might have bruised the heel, but we crush your head tonight. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, Father. And even now, as we're touching and agreeing, his pressure is rising. His pressure is rising, God. And your daughter, God, as you said, let your petitions be made known. Our petition has been at the grace of your feet, God. It's at the throne room of grace being presented. Honor it now, God. It's your word. Say, honor it. Eli said, at your word, Father. At your word, honor it. Honor your word. We hold you accountable to your own word, God. We hold your foot to the fire against you. It's your word, God. So two or more come together as a touching the grain, without doubt in their heart, they should have that which they ask for you. Do it now. We're being specific, God, and healing his body, God, letting his pressure go up, healing him enough to go home, God. And when he go home, God, strengthen him, Father. Strengthen him, Father, and your will be done, God. But strengthen him, Father, so his family can even have words with him, God. To love on him, God, to show him how much they love him. We give you honor, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. In your Son, Jesus Christ, most holy and righteous name, we pray. And so it is. Pastor, on your pastor, one, I'm asking would you guys lead us in the benediction and close us out. Either one. So whatever words you want to say and then close us out with benediction.
We're after one from another. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God bless everyone.
God bless you as well. Have a blessed night. We love
you. Thank
you,
darling. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm.